bit. Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Here's another Saturday Magazine podcast brought to you by Joy sponsor, Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Across Melbourne on Joy 94.9 and streaming online at joy.org.au, you're listening to Saturday Magazine, every Saturday, 10 till 12.
In case you didn't realise, it's actually horse racing season. Shannon, did you know that?
Well, living in Sydney, it's quite surprising how even up there you can't escape the spring carnival. It's huge. People are, you know, I used to live in Cape York, right? Up in the tip of Australia.
And you still follow the races?
Not personally, but even there, everybody stopped everything for the Melbourne Cup. Everyone got dressed up, went to like the one pub in town and we watched the race, so people love it.
We've got the charming and one and only Jimmy Burke online. Jimmy, how are you?
Good morning, everyone. I'm well. I'm very well.
Excellent.
Albeit a bit cold.
Tell me about it. So tell me, Jimmy, what's the big race today for the non-aficionados?
Well, it is the Cox Plate, which is...
That's Caulfield, isn't it?
Arguably Mooney, the greatest...
Oh, Mooney Valley.
Just let Jimmy talk about the races to us, mate. Come on. Yep, so we've got the Cox Plate in
Rooney Valley. Yeah, so obviously Macca's not in this morning. He's probably refusing to leave home because he's always complaining about everyone parking in his street.
Oh, yes.
That's exactly right. He's at home minding his car park.
So hello to Macca. I hope no one's parked out the front of your driveway.
Oh, I just realised my parents live in Moonee Ponds and it might be a bit of a hassle getting home today after the show.
You'll be fine.
Anyway, don't worry about our complaints about parking. How about you just tell us about the races, Jimmy?
Definitely. Well, look, that's one thing I can do.
Yes.
The Cox Plate, arguably the greatest 2 minutes in sport. It's the race where the best of the best end up. So today we've got a...
I thought that was the Melbourne Cup.
Well, they have some dud entries in the Melbourne Cup, don't they, that are just there for...
That's right, yeah.
Ooh,
the Melbourne Cup is a big... It's obviously the richest race in Australia, and but it's also a very long race, so only the stayers kind of get there, whereas today's Cox Plate is over 2,040 metres, which is good. It means that the milers can kind of test their stamina, and then the stayers kind of have to be a bit sharper and have a bit of a sprint on them.
Yeah, right.
It's also the weight scale is called weight for age, so that means that depending on their age and sex, they're given a weight, as opposed to the Melbourne Cup where they're weighted on their performance, if that makes sense.
Yes, absolutely. So that's why a lot of the top jockeys really try to slim down before the Melbourne... I know before most races, but really... Yeah. Because, like, the...
Is that what causes the squeaky voice thing?
No, I don't know. So for the Melbourne Cup, so, like, the horses that are the favourites have heavier jockeys on them, right? Because...
Right.
So it's like a handicap. I'm just trying to show I know a little bit.
But what about the voice
it's
thing?
It's a handicap. And you're doing... Beg your pardon?
Don't worry, Jimmy. Just move on. So tell us, what are some of the favourites today and what are your hot tips for the Cox Plate?
Well, it's got to be Winx, doesn't it?
Stop
exactly.
interrupting.
I was about to say that, Tass.
There you go. See, I know something.
Good, because Winx is the horse that has kind of taken the gap left by Black Caviar when she retired. So she's 12 straight wins. She won this race last year in a race record time. It hadn't been broken for something like 10 years that time, and she won it incredibly well. So since then, she hasn't been defeated, and if she wins today, it'll be 13 straight, lucky for some. If she won today, she would also be the 13th dual Cox Plate winner.
Fantastic.
Wow. Bit of theme running there.
Yeah, yeah, number 13. So do you think she actually is in with a chance, or who are the horses that might cause a bit of an upset today?
Well, it's really interesting. I can't see her getting beaten. She's just been that dominant. Though last week when I tipped the listeners into Jamaica in the Crawford Cup, who of course won, I was very happy with that. I kind of was lining up Jamaica with a horse called Hartnell. So Hartnell is the horse that people think could beat Winx today.
Okay.
He's been very dominant this spring carnival. However, he's never beaten Winx and he's raced her quite a few times.
It's like
can he turn it around? It is a big rivalry, actually. They're both Sydney horses, so they've seen a lot of each other. But whether he can turn it around, I don't know. I think it's going to be a very, very tactical Cox Plate, probably more so than last year.
That sounds really very technical.
So, yes, go on, Jimmy.
Last year we had a horse in the race called the Cleaner who loved to kind of lead and kind of run along very quickly. So that means there's less tactics involved because the horses are just kind of running. They've got a lot of room. Whereas this year no one's sure who's going to lead. So no one really knows what's going to happen there. There's a few horses that might go to the front, but overall it might be much more tactical. So Winx has drawn really well in Barrier 3, which means that she can position up near the lead if she needs to.
And on the inside, right?
And on the inside, that's right. Which, you know, it's a pro and con. Moonee Valley's a tight, tight turning track, so the horses on the inside can kind of get crowded for room.
Mm-hmm.
But in a race like today's, I would rather have drawn a better barrier than a worse barrier because it's going to be so tactical. A horse like Hartnell could get stuck wide.
Right.
And that's my concern.
Hey, Jimmy, it's a pretty rainy day here in Melbourne. Is that going to have any impact on the race at all, do you think?
I'm actually more interested on the impact it's going to have on the fashions on the field.
We'll get to that.
We will get to that, Tass. But first, it is a really good point. It's a very good point. So at the moment, the track's rated a soft 5.
Does that mean muddy and sloppy?
Sounds like my Saturday night.
It can get up to a heavy 10, a soft 5. It can get to a heavy 10, so it's kind of a wet track, but it's not too wet. However, I'm sitting at home at the moment. It's just started raining again.
It's pretty torrential looking out of the Joy 94.9 windows. I didn't bring an umbrella.
And if it continues to rain, there's a Sydney horse called Lucia Valentina who loves the wet ground. So that's not to say Winx and Hartnell don't, but Lucia Valentina is known as a wet tracker, and it's a good day to be a duck, that's for sure.
Is it more slippery? I know this sounds stupid, but it would be more slippery for the horses on a wet track, or does it just gets muddier and more studgy? Yeah. I don't know. Science.
It gets muddier. So what? This is my opinion. I'm not coming from any... I've got no expertise in gardening or agriculture, but for my opinion is because it was raining yesterday... and it's raining again today, it won't be slippery. It'll just be kind of tough going. Whereas if it was dry all day yesterday and it started raining a little bit this morning, you'd be more likely to get a wetter track. Mm. But with the Moonee Valley, it's a certain type of grass. So it's called Strathair. So it means that the horse is already kind of, it's got a bit more cushion in it than most tracks. So it's already kind of, it won't be as slippery as another track.
Oh, good. I don't want the horses falling over.
Yeah, no, that'd be terrible.
No.
Yeah.
Jimmy, you know, we can see the rain, we can see the clouds, it's all happening. Apart from lots of black umbrellas and droopy fascinators, what else can we expect to see on the field?
Fashions-wise.
Yes.
On the fashions on the field?
Yes.
Look, I don't know. I still haven't figured out what I'm wearing. I'm literally just...
It's only hours away. How do you not know what you're wearing? Blasphemy.
I inhaled some smashed avocado, so I won't be buying a house this weekend.
or a fascinator. They're quite expensive.
Yeah, or a fascinator. Can you wear a fascinator with weather like this? I don't think so. I think you may as well just go for a big hat.
But do you...
And just hope it...
Do you often wear a fascinator yourself?
Very good question, Chaz. No, I don't. I don't even wear hats, really. I'm not a hat person. But look, I'll probably just be wearing a navy suit with a light blue shirt, something pretty boring, to be honest.
Sounds
maybe
smart,
a pocket
actually.
Skirt and some happy socks.
Oh, very cool. Does that reflect the trends of this year's spring racing carnival? The dark. I always feel like the fashion for men is like dark blue and charcoal suits and grey.
That's how it is, or black.
Mm.
Yeah, it kind of is. Like it still is in that space, but. What's good is that guys are getting a bit more adventurous with their accessories. It's kind of not a novelty thing that, like, your gay mate might wear some printed socks and a bow tie. Now everyone's wearing it, which makes it confusing if you are gay out there trying to pick someone up. But
that's what the ads are for, isn't it?
It's kind of become a bit more acceptable for everyone to be wearing some printed socks.
Welcome to 2016.
Tie. There you go. So, Jimmy, just as we are start to wind up, what are your top tips for today then? Your top two or three tips?
Yeah, so I love racing and I want to see racing in the spotlight and I love Winx. So I can't go past Winx. She is a $1.85 favourite.
Okay.
Which is going to turn a lot of people off. However, that's 85% interest if you think about it that way. but look, if it does continue to rain like it is right now, I would be putting a little each way bet on Lucia Valentina, which is number 9. And then also Yankee Rose. She's a 3-year-old, so she's the youngest horse in the race. She's also a small horse, and small horses tend to like wetter grounds because they're not as heavy, as which is pretty obvious. And then there's also a horse in, I think it's race 8.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it is race 8. It's the Moonee Valley Gold Cup. So this is a lead up to the Melbourne Cup, and number 1, Galante. He is from the Lloyd Williams, the powerhouse stable. And Lloyd Williams targets all his horses towards the Melbourne Cup. And I just think Galante, he'll win today and then he'll be one of the picks for the Melbourne Cup in 10 days' time.
Jimmy, thank you very much for those tips. We've run out of time, unfortunately, but there's an important message from Shannon.
Yes, because we have been talking about horse racing and betting and gambling. If you think that gambling is an issue for you or you need some help to discuss your gambling habits, do call the gambling help online.org.au or give them a call on 1-800-858-858.
Jimmy, have a great carnival.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.